worry. We all struggle with it sometimes, don't we? You might be saying right now, I have so many things to worry about. My family, my job, my living situation, my car, even my next meal. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on the Lighthouse Report, let's discuss how you can overcome worry and experience peace in your walk with God. You know what I've discovered? That worry and a walk with God don't mix. One will displace the other. David told us in Psalm 16:8, I will set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. What's he talking about? Lifting up God and putting him someplace? No. He's talking about focusing his mind on God, setting God before him. And what's the outcome? The outcome is peace. He felt shaken, but now when he focused on God, that pushed those feelings aside. And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything give thanks and let your requests be made known to God. And what's the outcome? That the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And he goes on further in that passage, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whenever anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And then the God of peace will be with you. You see, worry and a walk don't mix. So today, when you feel that worry building up, start talking to God. And as you focus on him, you will not be shaken. And as you pray about everything, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. I'm Steve Douglas.